This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you heard the term SADS, S-A-D-S? Maybe not. It is an acronym for Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. Remember SID, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome? Well, this is SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. They've got this new cutesy little acronym to describe what's happening to people, adults. Sudden death. It's not overtime, by the way. Sudden death in football means there's overtime. Sudden death in life means time up. Time's up. Or time up. It works either way. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Time Up, baby. Time up. That sounds like a country boy saying tie somebody up. Time up. Anyway, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So There are people that are suffering from this new thing that's causing young people to die suddenly and with no reason. And I was reading the article. Well, there's this new thing that's coming, and we think it's a virus, and we think it's this, and we didn't think it's that. And then they've got some excuse for this sudden adult death syndrome. Yeah, well, I have something for it. I think I have some idea of why it's occurring. I think it's because people were vaxxed. And I warned you about this. I said they're not going to tell you the number of people who have died suddenly, the demographic of 18 years to 45, who are dying in numbers that are not explainable. And the only way you can explain it is when you ask yourself, what changed in, because there's not anything typically in life that says, I'm going to take people out during the prime of their lives. You either get things super young or super old, such as the animal kingdom, such as nature. But now all of a sudden we've got SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. And they're trying to put their finger on it, and they say, well, Kevin, and I was reading these articles, and it was as if they were speaking to me. Kevin, it isn't what you think. No, no, no. There's something going on, and we think it's the mitochondrial DNA, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what they're talking about. I just glimpsed through the article. I gave it a cursory view, as they say. Why would I want to study it? See, I know what's going on. I know when somebody's trying to give me some gobbledygook, when they're saying, you know what, Kevin? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it's that vaccination. You're thinking you're on the right track, my friend. Well, no, you're not. We're going to give you something new to evaluate. Now, we haven't heard about sudden adult death syndrome ever. I've heard of sudden infant death syndrome, and I know what it is. Well, the baby laid on his side, or he, you know, couldn't breathe, whatever. Happens. I do know of sudden old people death syndrome because their clock just stops click ticking, right? Heart gives out, body gives out, take the last breath. You know, grandpa seemed fine yesterday. Boom, he's gone. I get both of those, but I don't get it in the prime of life. Oh, no, no, no. You're not going to convince his brother that in the prime of life that people just boop and don't go. I know it happens sporadically, but it doesn't happen frequently. But it's happening so frequently that they've given it a name. It is now part of the lexicon. See, the left are good about that. And let me just say what's going to happen with sudden adult death syndrome, which is going to give us all the SADS. They're going to try to convince you that it's just this thing that's occurring. We don't know. We can't put our finger on it. It could be viral. It could be bacterial. It could be something related to your genetics. It could be all kinds of stuff. But let me tell you what you're going to find out about people who are SADS, who've got the SADS. When you find out some 42-year-old was suddenly died that you knew, the coach of something, or your buddy's gardener, or the pool boy, or the young girl who had her life ahead of her at 29, or whatever it is. Let me tell you what they're going to have in common. Don't get ahead of me. I think you're getting ahead of me. I'm not laughing at the people that are dying from SADS. Nope, I'm laughing because you already know where I'm going. These people are vaxxed. Just the other day, there was Melissa was reading a thing about somebody. She says, 29 years old, and she just died. And, you know, but it's so sad. And I go, was she vaxxed? And she goes, I don't see where it's... she's looking in the archive. I go, she is vaxxed. She was vaxxed. If they don't tell you they were vaxxed. Look, go, okay, I tell you what. Do this favor. If you want to test this, don't do me a favor. Just if you want to test it. It's not a favor to me if you validate what I already know. But go look at the people who died last year. They have a list. Or do it for this year. Look at the celebrities who've died this year. I use my finger quotes because I don't know that anybody's truly a celebrity. But look at the celebrities and, you know, people who've died in 2022. The notables. And, of course, you're going to get all the old Abe Vigodas, you know, the Ernest Borgnine, all the old movie stars. They died. Get it. Sudden old people death syndrome, SODS. Sudden old death. So you're going to get SODS. And you may even get a couple of SIDS, but we won't know about the SIDS because if the kid's too young, nobody cares. But the SADS are the ones I want you to look at. I want you to look at all the Holly weirdos who've died in 2022. I don't even know. See, this is why this is good. This is a blind test. And you can call me. You could get a hold of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, and let me know your findings. But here's what I'm going to bet you. If it's a black dude and he's in the music industry, he got killed by somebody else black. You know, in other words, he died from gunfire or drug overdose or something. He's not going to die from SADS. But if it's some, you know, these other folks, these white kids, whatever, in 18 to 55 or 65, whatever. Okay, good one. What's his face? Ray Liotta. I will bet you money Ray Liotta was vaccinated. I will bet my home to your car. Well, I can't do that because I don't have this. I don't own this home. I'll bet my car to your bike that Ray Liotta died because he was vaccinated. But go look at the list and you get back with me and you let me know who died, and it'll be a shocker to you how many of them fit that demographic of 18 to 55 or 60 or whatever that you go, this person died in the prime of life. Speaking of the prime of life, I'm in it and so are you. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't think I've ever seen a generation of more screwed up kids than I have right now. And I'm not talking, you know, every generation, oh, the kids this, you know, the parents are like, when I was a youngster, we didn't do this or that. Look, kids have so much going for themselves. What they learn at an earlier age is astounding. What's available at their fingertips, at their smartphones, is mind-blowing for any generation now that has ever come before us. Go back 20 years, put a smartphone in somebody's hands and see what the reaction would be. Don't dare go back 40 years or 60 years or 80 or 100 years. We would look at this thing as if it were God himself. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So they've got these advantages. They don't have the trappings of the nonsense based on everything that we've learned about ourselves as Americans and as just citizens of the world. These guys aren't caught up in slavery. in the Holocaust. I mean, don't misunderstand me. Slavery goes on around the world, but I'm saying the way we know it in America. I know there's still slaves, sex slaves, and that's something that needs to be addressed with the, you know, this sexual predators and people like that. But they don't know slavery the way America knows it. They don't know strife the way Americans know it. They don't. Anybody that's under 60, maybe 70 years old knows maybe even longer, knows nothing about a Great Depression. You know about recession. If you were born in, you know, before the 70s and you were of age in the 70s and you saw gas lines and things like that, you've seen a little bit of strife here and there. Certainly under Obama, if you're more, you know, if you want a more recent reference, you've seen that, but you don't know real trauma and strife. There's been nothing like World War II, the Korean War, or Vietnam. I know we fought these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere, but they're nothing like the wars that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers fought. And I'm not taking anything away from the people who fought and died in whatever conflicts we've had around the world more recently. I'm not taking anything away from them. I value that military man or woman in as much as I value any of the others. But at the end of the day, they don't know strife. Most of these kids have never missed a real meal. I mean, by choice, maybe you're a runaway or something, but there's a soup kitchen, a food kitchen, a church ready to serve you, or you got a SNAP card. The definition of poor today is would be wealthy for Americans back in the certainly at the turn of the 20th century or the turn of the 21st century. It's not even, well, certainly the turn of the 20th century, not so much 21st. But yes. People, and let me put it this way. In 1970, when I was a young kid, if you had said to me that poor is having cable TV, a car, a nice place to live, you know, food in your belly all the time, etc. I mean, clothes, Jordans, that kind of, I would have been like, sign me up. Because let me tell you, I was poor. I got underwear and socks as Christmas presents. Or birthday presents. So I understand it. These kids don't. But now, again, what I'm getting at is they haven't had to go through that. We did our jobs as parents and you know, people who were taking care to make sure that the next generation had it easier than us. And my question to you is it worth it? Is it worth it? They look for any reason to be a victim of something. Any reason. And their ideas are being, their heads are poisoned with ideas from these leftists that have nothing better to do. These people, leftist educators, do nothing but think of the weirdest crap you've ever heard in your life. And they call it education. They call it academia in studying multiple genders, for example, and telling kids that there are 71 different genders. Completely ridiculous. Changing pronouns, changing the lexicon to where people don't even know what they mean when they say it. You're not going to have to believe me. I'm going to give you proof here in a second. I tell you every show, this is not conjecture on my part. This isn't, I'm a bright kid, a bright man. I think of myself as a kid, but I'm not gonna, it isn't just, oh, Kevin's just thinking something, I'm thinking out loud here. I'm not just thinking out loud, I'm giving you actual proof. Now, you can dismiss it, you can even try to refute it. I'm happy for you to do it. Just give us contact me, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. If you agree, contact me. I think the reason why most of you don't contact me is you agree with most of what I say. Which goes to show you, I'm not some sage. I'm a person who looks at things and says, this doesn't make sense. Now, I do a little bit of digging. I take this little thing they call a smartphone, and I actually look stuff up now. I don't leave it to chance. Anyway, I want to play this clip. These are youngsters being asked about sexuality. It's mind-blowing what they say. So here's the clip, and maybe we'll interrupt it in between because it's got a lot of meat on the bones.
I'm gay. What age did you know that you were gay?
I think at like 10 I knew that I think at 10, but I wasn't like bi. And then since then, it was kind of like a slippery slope because I was like, am I bi, omni, lesbian? And then I'm kind of like came to the point, and then now recently I've been like, am I pan? But then I think now I'm starting to realize that I'm queer. But yeah, it started around 10. It wasn't like fully formed, but I guess like that's when I realized, wait, that's a possibility.
Welcome back, everybody. How's that for knowing who you are and what you're about? Wow. Where are the parents in all of this? What age did you know you were gay? I think at 10. You want to know why she thinks at 10? Because she wasn't even thinking about it at all. Somebody brought it up to her, and now she wasn't clear. I mean, I just want you to understand how jacked up kids are when they start talking about this crap before they've ever hit puberty. I think at 10, but I wasn't clear on my agenda. I mean, on my gender. And then the other girl goes, 10. Yeah, but I question if I'm bi, omni. You know what omni is, right? It means all of it. Lesbian, or am I pan, meaning a world sexual? And then she says, but I'd realize that I'm just queer. So see, the LGBT added Q, because then they could take in all these other things that they were jacking these kids up with. I wanted to just stop there, just so you had a general idea of what we're dealing with. This is the insanity of leftism. Kids that have no clue what they're talking about. I think at 10, none of these, let me tell you this, I believe this in my heart of hearts, not a single one of these kids will be talking about this nonsense if it weren't being broached in class and if their parents were giving them some good solid parenting.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The UK's Home Secretary has signed an order to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the US, where he faces espionage charges. Australian Broadcasting European correspondent Nicholas Dole reports.
The British Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has decided that there is no compelling reason why she should not approve the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States on espionage charges. That comes after he was denied a Supreme Court appeal back in March.
A London
court issued a formal extradition order back in April, leaving Patel to rubber stamp his transfer to the U.S. A blanket of hot air stretching from the Mediterranean to the North Sea is bringing much of Western Europe its first heat wave of the summer, with temperatures Friday exceeding 86 degrees from London to Paris. Tourists dunk their feet in fountains near the Eiffel Tower. This is USA Radio News. The Ukrainian cabinet approved a resolution on Friday to bar Russian citizens from entering Ukraine without a visa. The move is likely to be viewed as symbolic, given that the borders between Russia and Ukraine have remained closed since Moscow invaded its neighbor on February 24th and Kyiv severed diplomatic ties with Moscow. The visa requirement, which is set to take effect July 1st, nevertheless represents a significant change to the ease of travel previously permitted. The Netherlands said Thursday it has stopped a Russian intelligence officer from gaining access as an intern to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court is investigating possible war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine. The alleged Russian spy, purporting to be Brazilian, was refused entry into the Netherlands in April and was sent back to Brazil on the first flight out. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kids today have all the answers to the world, everything they want to know, and yet they know nothing. They are the most easily influenced, the most malleable generation that I've ever seen. And I'm not saying it like some old fogey who's out there saying, "Us old kids of yesterday." I tell you what, it's not that at all. In fact, I'm not an old fogey. I'm aging in reverse. I get younger every day. Younger and prettier. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. So, I'm listening to these kids. We just played a clip earlier, a piece of it. And these kids were asked about sexuality. What age did you know you were gay? And they gave no definitive answer. Well, I think it was around 10. Well, let me tell you something. You know when you're gay. I'm not going to say it's like, because people will say to me, "Kevin, so when did you, decide you were going to give your life to Christ?" And I go, "Well, I got baptized when I was 6 years old." But when did I give my life to Christ is a whole other issue. And there were times where I felt like, because there are Christians that will go, "I know the day. It was on August the 2nd of 1957. And I was in the foxhole." What? Okay, fine. I don't know that it's quite that simple for everybody. I can tell you this. I remember my brother's strength during the moment that my great-grandfather had died. And that entire church is, this is the man we revered the most in life. I don't think there was a dry eye in the church except for my brother. And I go, "How can you watch Papa be put away," as we called him, Papa. "How could you watch him be put away and not?" I mean, my older uncles, guys I respect, the people I respected the most in life, the men, grown men, crying, trying not to cry, but crying. And I was one of them. And my brother said, "Man, Papa's in a better place. He's with God, man. He goes, "I feel nothing but joy." And I thought, wow. To feel that kind of, have that emotion for something, for somebody you care that much about. It was just so inspiring to me. That was the moment that I went, "Man, you better be," I've always grown up religious, but it was that moment that I went, "Man, I want to have that kind of strength in dealing with stuff." So, but that wasn't the cathartic moment. It was just one of the processes of all the evolution of what is me. But I'm a Christ follower. But I didn't get lightning bolts strike me, I fall off a horse and I go from being Saul of Tarsus to Paul. I didn't have that moment. Anyway, these kids are being asked, "When did you know you were gay?" And I do believe you know you're gay. You want to know how I would know I'm gay? When I'm laying in bed with a dude. And I'll just leave it there. I don't mean I mean, in a carnal way. I'll leave it there. I'll leave it to your imagination, or don't, if you're like me. But that's how I'd know I'm gay. And I also know I have zero interest in men. I think there's some great-looking guys out there. Drop-dead, gorgeous, good-looking dudes. You've seen them. Go look at the cover of GQ or Men's Fitness or whatever. They're all out there. I might even be on there. Back in the younger days when I was a young whippersnapper, you know. But, yeah, that ship's probably sailed for me. But here's the point. I don't see those guys, as sexy as they may be, the Chippendales, the Firefighters Calendar, whatever, I have zero interest in them. None. And if you're a kid and you're a boy and you've got some interest in another boy, it's probably because of an influence more than it is because it's in your innate person. And here's what I will tell you. It can be, I don't want to say stamped out. It can be put out by just putting you in front of a group of hot girls. If I had any interest in a dude, and my cousin said, well, man, let me take you over here and show you these girls at the beach, I would be like, okay, I see why I have interest in girls. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm sure there are people who have some level of confusion. But we are exacerbating this to levels that are untenable. Let's play the next part of this clip. These are youngsters being interviewed. And you just ask yourself, you know, is this the generation that's going to run the world for us?
Yeah, I am genderqueer, transmasc, and queer.
What's transmasc?
Transmasc is like people under the non-binary umbrella identifying like or presenting masc.
Masculine?
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm trans and my sexuality is unlabeled. I use he, him pronouns.
Yeah, and I use he, they pronouns.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Wow. Wow. I'm genderqueer, trans, mask, and queer. That's like ordering coffee at Starbucks. I'll have a non-fat, fat latte with extra foam but no cream. What? You want what? Double shot. Genderqueer, trans, mask, queer. And so she's asked, well, what exactly is that? Well, for people living under the non-binary umbrella, do you know what that means, non-binary? It means you don't believe in male and female. Thus, you're non-binary, presenting masculine. So what she's saying is, I don't profess to boys and girls. She doesn't consider herself a girl. And because of that, she presents masculine. So in other words, she's what we would have called a tomboy. Let me put it this way. Melissa was talking about this the other day. She said, when I was a kid growing up, if I was with the wrong parents today, they would have made me change my sex to a boy. Because she liked outdoor stuff. She was a daddy's girl. Her dad fixed cars. He liked to fish and hunt. She did those kind of things. She was all girl. She wore it. She, for all intents and purposes, she looked like a little boy. She transmasked under queer in a non-binary sense, if that helps you. So she said, but I've never wanted to be a boy. I liked boys, you know, that kind of thing. But no, she would have probably been offered up for sex surgery to change her sex. The other girl said this, I'm trans as well, but my sexuality is unlabeled. And they both say, I use he, him pronouns. So these are two girls. They obviously look like girls, not like cute girls, but they look like girls. And that's what that's how they label themselves. Genderqueer, trans, mask, queer. Living under a non-binary umbrella, and they present masculine. And they want you to believe. In other words, you've met women that seem more masculine or women that are overly feminine. You've seen guys that are a little bit effeminate. You may even wonder, are they married to a woman? So using their definition, you could be binary but present feminine even as a dude. So that's how you get all these different sexualities. But let me let you hear the rest of this. This will blow your mind. This is they're continuing to ask other people, how do they profess? And they give you these answers, and some of them, ironically, don't even know. And I wish you could see the video, because they're all, you know, they're relatively, they look like freaks. I don't say that in a mean-spirited way. They're freaks. Dudes in makeup, dudes that want to look like girls that are wearing makeup, girls that want to look like dudes that are wearing makeup. I mean, it's a freak show, and it's okay. I don't have a problem with it. Freak shows are good. Anyway, here's the rest of the clip.
Tell us what you guys identify as. We're asking everyone here today.
Gay, buff, gay, gay, cis, what is it? Cisgender man. There we go.
I don't know. Gender neutral, or gender fluid. I think that's what he said. I don't know. I'm confused.
Do you identify as gender fluid?
I don't know.
She, her, it. I feel like, honestly, it should not be a bad thing. Like, I've talked to people who go with they and them. And I'm like, well, in the grammar of things, how would you want to represent yourself? I was like, I mean, I guess it, because it's like, you're it. You're the it. Like, it shouldn't be a bad name. It should just be owned.
Gay. Yes. Yes, I love it. Pronouns are he, him. Sometimes you say, I don't give a
I guess you could call me gay. I'm homo-flexible, really. I do like some women, but mostly men.
Welcome back, folks. That is your LGBTQIA WTF agenda in full display. People don't know what... I'm gender fluid, but I don't know. I'm confused. One guy said, just call me it. I like being called it, like he's got the it factor, I guess. And then the other goes, I'm homo flexible. What the heck is homo flexible? Your education dollars at work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are right to be concerned about Joe Biden. Joe Biden exhibits every sign of dementia. And this is going to be more than about dementia because it's a broken record if we talk about that. And you know I ain't going to be bored on my own radio show. Kevin Jackson, folks. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Democrats are rightfully concerned about Joe Biden's mental health and his physical health. They were concerned before he was shoehorned in the big cheat. But for conservatives, there's nothing new here. But now that Biden has been in office almost 2 years and the nation burns and the world is about to catch fire too, leftists are waking up to these things. CNN's Don Lemon did an interview with Joe Biden's new press secretary, Jean-Pierre. And Don Lemon had the nerve to ask about Joe Biden's physical, mental and physical stamina. And here's the clip.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him. We just got back from New Mexico. We just got back from California. That is not a question that we should be even asking. Just look at the work that he does. Look what how he's delivering for the American public. Look, that article that we're talking about is hearsay. It's salacious. That's not what we care about. We care about how are we going to deliver for the American people? How are we going to make their lives better? That's what the president talks about. That is his focus. And that's where we're going to continue to focus on.
Where do I begin? Woo, man. Talk about, see, this is why they do not want me on TV. Because I would be all over this chick. I'd be on her like Bill Clinton on an intern. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, baby. First of all, the idea that she can't keep up with Biden says nothing. It's probably more a thing of her stamina. I would have asked her, I'd say, first of all, how are you? How are you doing? She, what do you mean, Kevin? I'd say, well, if you can't keep up with Biden, I've seen the man walk from the podium to behind the curtain. Sometimes I think he needs a handler to make sure he can get back there before he collapses. What happens behind the curtain, by the way? If you can't keep up with Biden, do you have artificial legs or what, girl? How do I know what you're capable of giving in a day? Biden, he works 15 minutes a day, girl. I ain't gonna give me no job. I gotta work 15 minutes a day. Not this girl. She's a leftist. You want to impress me with your work ethic? Oh, he's so tough to keep up with. Sometimes Joe Biden will work an hour. Oh, girl, you better, put me on some welfare. I want my universal basic income. Where can I get signed up for that? Where are my reparations? I sound like that's a pretty good gay girl. Pretty good gay black girl right there. And then she goes, we just got back from New Mexico and California. Oh my gosh. Like they went there and dug mines or something by shovel. Mexico and California. What was he doing in California? Was he surfing? What was he doing? Holy cow, he's so amazing. We got back from New Mexico and California. What happened to the other 55 states with one to go that Barack Obama talked about? I've been to 57 states and one to go. Big freaking deal. That's no barometer of Joe Biden's mental or physical fitness. He won't even take a competency test. I don't blame him. I don't blame Joe Biden for skipping the competency test. I'm not going to lie to you. Because Joe Biden knows what we will discover about him. We will learn definitively that he's incompetent. It's the reason why Democrats destroyed voting machines. Why they don't want you to really look into their voting irregularities, because you will find out what you already know. What did she say next? She claims that's not a question that should even be asked, Don Lemon. How dare you, Don Lemon? You know who you work for, boy. You little old house Negro. Don't make me not have to come on here anymore and answer questions with you. Biden gets his press secretary to go on with Don Lemon. Do you think Don Lemon would have asked Biden that? I'm just curious. I would have loved to have heard that. Mr. President, there are people questioning your mental and physical stability. Oh, man, there you go, Don. Well, Don Lemon, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. I don't care what my mental stability is. I could be a certifiable moron, and in fact I am, but you ain't black unless you vote for the crazy white man that's a Democrat. How dare you ask that question? It's not a question, she said, that should be asked of an 80-year-old who's had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 brain surgeries? An old 80-something-year-old white dude who's aging in dog years, who shows obvious signs of dementia. Well, first of all, all people are created equal, and you know the thing. The guy that can't remember basic stuff. The guy that they say, oh, he's out there, he's working his butt off every day. For what, an hour? When they say Joe Biden's working hard, he took a couple of trips. I want to know how many naps he took. How dare you ask questions about his mental and physical fitness? He's 80-something years old, suffers from dementia, has a family history of brain damage, and even brain cancer. How dare you ask these questions? Well, I say to them, how dare you not? How dare you not ask questions of a dude that'll... They're asking those questions of Donald Trump right now. Donald Trump took a cognizant test. You know what he came back with? Dude's got a rock star brain. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a pretty good thinker. I don't want to have to take any more tests. I don't want to know what it might reveal. Because... I know I'm not all there anymore, and I don't mean that in a bad, I don't mean like y'all shouldn't be listening to me. I'm just saying mentally, I know I've lost a step from when I was younger. They call it brain elasticity. The same way your muscles, you know, I used to be able to do the full splits when I was a martial artist. I don't do the full splits anymore. I ain't kicking you in the head. I'm aiming much lower. So you get my point. You know you're gonna, your brain doesn't think the way it used to. Now here's what happens. You get smarter. You get smarter in the sense that you know what to keep, what not to keep. I don't remember, there's stuff I don't remember. People get mad at me. You don't remember that? No, it's a detail my brain go, I don't wanna know. So it doesn't register it. Anyway, her last part, she references Biden's record. His record of delivering for the American people. I don't know about you folks. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. Do you feel very delivered to? I don't feel very delivered to. In fact, I feel more delivered on than to. Joe Biden scares me. Not in the sense of, you know, fear like, because I don't have that kind of fear. I fear no man. But I fear their policies. I fear their actions, things that they can do that will create a real problem for me. Joe Biden has access to the nuclear football, and he is a brain-dead, functional idiot by whatever measurement. And I don't care if they stand him up there and he whisper in his ear and he says what they tell him to say, or if it's even coming from his mind when he appears to have a lucid moment. I told you, I spent time with my uncle who was suffering from dementia. And there were times I was talking to him, I was like, oh, there he is. And then there are times I was talking to him where I went, whoa, where did we just run off to there, Uncle Burrow? Where did we go? This man has us in a virtual war with Russia. When I say virtual, I'm saying it's a war. We don't have troops on the ground, but we're at war. I talked the other day. Joe Biden is now at war with Russia, and he's had to undo all of the policies that he did towards Russia. He's undoing them. We're buying Russian fertilizer. We're buying Russian grain. He's begging Russia to let Ukraine ship product out. Where's that money going to go? They may have to unmine the ocean so they can let the boats get in and out. What do you think Putin's going to do? Everything Joe Biden has done is what an idiot would do. And the left doesn't want to question it. They don't want to question it. Now Joe Biden says this. He says, I'm going to focus on inflation. And to that I say, Joe, please don't. Please don't, man. Go back into the dungeon and just sit. Because when you focus on something, nothing good comes out of it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.